This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It is Monday, as I recall this. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you had a great weekend. I got to ride in the Cape Town Cycle Tour yesterday, 109 kilometres around the peninsula of the Mother City. Beautiful, beautiful race. 36,000 odd cyclists. I have to admit, it did get a little bit hairy. One or two incidents, obviously, with that amount of cyclists on the road. People forget what keeping your line means. And I saw a couple of nasty crashes. And sadly, a rider ended up dying because of a horrific crash. Also, another cyclist dying of a heart attack as well. So a sad day out, but a wonderful, wonderful day in the greater scheme of things. Getting to ride with a mate of mine whose dad ended up doing his first one at the age of 77. So a very, very cool day out. Yesterday. Also, obviously, with the timing chips, realized it was an absolute mess. Got to the start line and realized I forgot my water bottles at home. So, it was not the best of starts. But then also, the night before, running around looking for my timing chip. I'm very, very organized, as you can hear, before a race. But running around looking for a timing chip, found a timing chip, put it on my bike, only to realize after the race yesterday that it wasn't my timing chip. Went to go look at the results yesterday. My name's not on there. If you didn't ride the Cape Town Cycle Tour yesterday and you look at the website and you see that you've got a start time or a finish time, just please let me know because I have your medal. I finished it and you can have the medal. So there you go. Enough about me yakking. Today we talk some running on the podcast and we touch base with John Wilson. That's all coming up next. It's time for our Coach's Corner. Are you new to triathlon and unsure where to start? Or even put off by the cost, information, and all the different levels of tiered coaching services? Well, Sense Fitness is too. And Sense Fitness is for age groupers led by age groupers. Sense Fitness coaches are certified through USAT and Precision Nutrition to help you perform your best physically and mentally throughout training and on race day. No matter where you live, if you have big triathlon goals, they'll be able to help you accomplish them. They know the costs associated with triathlon can be steep, and that's why they offer affordable pricing starting at just $120 per month. You won't find this level of customer service, customized training plans, and expert nutrition coaching specific to your goals for one affordable price anywhere else. Visit sensefitness.com to learn more. That's SENSfitness.com. Sense Fitness, strength, endurance, nutrition, solutions for life. If you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you'd like to find out more about Sense Fitness, you can click straight through from that page as well. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. We chat some running today with a returning guest as we head back to Connecticut here on the Kona Edge. John Wilson joining us now. John, welcome back. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Thanks very much, Brad. It's a pleasure to be back.
John, the run, it's the business end of the sport. It's if you are going to be competitive as an age grouper, there's nowhere to hide. You have to have a pretty decent run. Is it something that you're comfortable with? Is your run just like your swim, still a work in progress? Are you always trying to get better at it?
I work on it all the time, and it was a really big limiter for me. You know, in the early days of competing in Ironman, I would kind of come out in the middle of the swim and work my way up to the front on the bike and then promptly get passed by everybody on the run. And, that got pretty old. So I wanted to get better. And, you know, one of the things I ultimately figured out though is that to be a good runner, you got to be a good biker. And, you know, if you don't come off the bike with fresh legs, you're kind of doomed before you even start. So, you know, I think to be a good runner, you've got to make sure that your bike is in order as well. And, you know, I noticed in my own training and also talking with others, A lot of people are really surprised at how little I run. I run frequently, but the longest run for me for last year, for instance, for Ironman racing was a 2.5 hour run. You know, I don't do 3 hour runs. I think they're too hard on your body, and that's made a huge difference for me. And the other thing that's been a huge difference for me is again interval training, where I do a lot of fartlek type work. The majority of the running is Z1, of course, as you'd expect. But, in the program that I work on, we do a fair amount of interval work as well. And that makes you stronger. I think it helps your efficiency. And, that made a huge difference for me.
Would you say, I mean, you mentioned that you've also been pretty lucky with regards to injuries. Yes, we do get the odd niggles, but you've had nothing major. Do you think that is one of the reasons why? Is because you're not doing massive amounts of volume?
Yeah, I do. I think, and also I think form is, I've been obsessed with, trying to become a better runner, to get my feet landing under my hips and, working with my forward lean and, keeping my chest up and, to be a relaxed and efficient runner. And a relaxed and efficient runner, is a quiet runner. You don't even hear someone coming up behind you who's a really efficient runner. You see too many people, I think, that get hurt running. They have bad running form, and if you're kicking your lower leg way out front and coming down on your heel every time, if you're running 40, 50 miles a week and you've got bad form, I think you're just setting yourself up for injury. So and some people it's just completely natural, without a doubt. For the rest of us, we got to work on it. And the information is available out there and the coaching is there. And it's a really good investment, I think, to make if you want to stay injury free.
I was going to ask you, what advice would you give to someone who is struggling? Would it be a case of going and find someone specifically who can work on your form, as you would potentially seeking out a swim coach, as an example?
Absolutely. I really would. I think, one of the things that was a huge difference for me was to get filmed running, to go to a track with a running coach and, to just get filmed. And, it was a pretty cheap investment, really. Once I saw it, I guess I'm a bit of a visual learner to begin with, but, once I could really see what I was doing wrong, then I could think a lot more as I run. And, it made an enormous difference. Over time I've learned to run at a faster pace at lower heart rates. And, learning to, I keep a close watch on what my cadence is. So, whether it's a slow run or a fast run, I still, try to target, a cadence of 90 per minute. And that makes an enormous difference, too.
John, as far as favorite workouts go run-wise, what do you thoroughly enjoy doing?
It's not an awful lot different than what I mentioned when we talked about biking. I'm a big believer in hills. I try to run as many as I can, because I think you build a lot of strength that way. And Ironman racing is not so much about speed. You kind of look at it, and I can remember when I first got involved in it, I thought, well, how difficult could it be to, run an eight minute pace per mile? That ought to be doable. But, of course, when you look at, you know, how few people actually break 4 hours in an Ironman marathon, you realize how difficult that really is. So it's, you know, I think a lot of to do a lot of hills gives you a lot of strength that really matters when you get to, mile 18 or so in an Ironman race.
Fantastic. Cool. John, I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today here on the Cone Edge.
Okay, Brad. Nice talking with you too.
This episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to John Wilson for sharing his Ironman running tips with us here today. And also just a massive thank you to everyone who has reached out over the last week or so with regards to my requests for some help here at the Cone Edge. I've had tons of emails, also a whole bunch of people signing up as patrons. And I mentioned last week that obviously I'm under the pump with regards to work-wise and keeping things afloat here at the Cone Edge. And my goal is to be able to get this thing that it's funding itself. So the first goal is to get enough people behind the podcast, helping me by becoming patrons. And if we can get it to $500, I'll be able to hire someone who can handle all the legwork, the editing, setting up interviews, getting the podcast out on time. So that is the plan. So if you wouldn't mind considering becoming a patron, it would be massively, massively appreciated. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, and that is where you can get all the details. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.